This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, the podcast for scientific and professional women who want to restore confidence, make meaningful impact, and balance the things and people that mean most to them. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'll be sharing with you insights and inspiration into the mindset and skill set to help you navigate your career and lead powerfully. It's recorded live and outdoors, so anything could happen.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. And today I've got a treat for you because I've got a question from my audience. And this is an email that I got. So here's some context for you. So this person has been working in a job, and one of the colleagues that she works with at a position that is higher than hers has been headhunted and has left that position. When she left, obviously that's a shock to this person because she likes working with this person, but also that everybody is now looking towards her to apply for this position, including the person that left, including her manager, and she's even been offered a mentor to talk to who is also higher up in the organization, should she wish to, about this role. Now, some of the concerns that I was noting in that email, one was, should I take this position? So that was the first consideration. Two, can I make it my own? So I've got some ideas about that. Three, how should I strategically use this mentor in a way that's not going to backfire on me in some way towards my manager? And four, something that I also heard creeping in was, this other person left because she said the role wasn't achievable with small family, and this person has a small two young children. So how do we start to develop a strategy and navigate this? So my first port of call is always to, just because we're offered something doesn't necessarily mean that we have to actually even take it. So the first thing is to consider the option. Behold the option for what it is, that we have an opportunity that's presented itself to us. Now, one way in which we could do this is to check in on our value that we bring, our vision, purpose, mission, natural talents, and values. And I have worked with this person, so we've been through all of these things. So it's about checking each one of those components. Does this next step take me more aligned to what it is that I want, or does it take me off the pathway? So just a quick check-in that it is in alignment with where it is that you want to go. From what you've said, I think it is. I think it's more aligned with what you have now, but do those checks for yourself. Another thing too that you can do if you're feeling some doubts about this next step is also to try it on what we call your nervous system. So you could lower your gaze or close your eyes, come and drop into yourself and clear the screen of your mind and have you appear in that picture. And then you could present to yourself your current opportunity that you have at work and see how that appears in your mind's eye. Sometimes people see visual things. I once had a client who imagined a magic carpet as one of these opportunities and what that meant, you know. Sometimes we feel feelings about these opportunities. So see how it appears to you. Is it near, far? What's all the kind of characteristics of this opportunity? And then what happens if you try to walk towards it? It may be, yeah, same old, like plod along towards the opportunity, or it might be running towards it, arms open wide. It might be that you feel like you're going uphill to get there, or that there's some sort of path missing. So see what happens when you try to move towards it. The next thing that I would do is then keep that in your mind's eye, come back to the start line, and then bring in this new opportunity. So how does that appear to you? What are the characteristics of that? What happens if you try to move towards that? And that will give you some really clear indication of what the kind of flip side to this opportunity might be, if anything. Because the one thing that's really standing out for me with the information you provided is that this other person feels like they've told you this role is not achievable with a small family. Now, it's not achievable to her at this moment in time with the resources she has available to her. it doesn't mean that someone else coming into that position cannot make that achievable. I've worked with this person who has sent this message over the last 6 months. She has been able to set and maintain new boundaries. She's been able to step into what's called her queen power type. And sometimes, in my own business, I could stay absolutely static. So I could say, okay, I'm only going to work with this number of clients a year on a one-to-one basis, and that's all I do, and I get X amount of pounds, and it would all work out, it would all be fine. I could stay static and I could enjoy the work it is that I'm doing. But I keep on shifting and moving the business and growing the business and expanding the team because of the personal growth that I go through in order to do that. It's almost like another way for me to grow as a person as well, to test out all of these skills. Because obviously if I stay static, I cannot stretch and grow within that role as well, even if it is providing me with joy. So there's part of me that really loves, because it's one of my values, there's part of me that really loves just the growth element of it. So in some ways, this step, this new role, if someone else cannot make it work, doesn't mean that you can't too, with all of the resources that you have available to you. So one's person's experience is not the same as your own. So that's one thing to consider. The other thing also is this issue with the mentor. So I'm not quite sure from your email what the issue is with talking to someone higher up in the organization, and it may be backfiring on your current manager. All I can say is that use the opportunity to get the questions answered that you need to. So what does this position involve? Like, this is an area that I'm really interested in terms of my development. Is there room for me to develop this role and push this side of what I'm interested in forwards? What's the scope for that? And so I would be looking at that vision, purpose, mission, natural talents and values, and asking questions around that you really want to know the answer to. I can't see how that could backfire in any way. It's just the curiosity of knowing. Now, the final thing that you've mentioned quite a number of times is that you are junior in your current position and everyone's looking to you to apply for this, but really people don't get this opportunity for 2 to 3 years. So first of all, opportunities come when they come. So it may be that people tend to only get that opportunity because usually people stay in that role and don't move from that role for 2 to 3 years. But this person's been headhunted, so the position is available now. So I wouldn't worry about timings and I wouldn't worry about being junior. Clearly, people think you are capable. The real question is, do you believe that you are capable? And I have no doubt that you are. And sometimes we negate all of the other experience that came in a whole other life. You've got your whole academic life that you have, worked all the way up to the top of. Now in industry, starting almost, taking that step across and to move upwards, you have all the skill set to manage a group, to manage people already. You've developed those skills as well during our time together. So that time frame almost becomes, it almost doesn't really matter whether you've been there a year, whether you've been there 3 years. It's what you feel you are capable of as well. And if you are where you are at now, and that position is the next alignment for you, then the big question is like this gap in the middle. Who do you need to become to enable yourself to take on that role? Is there anything else that you feel that you don't have that you would need in that role? So that's one other question to consider, and something that obviously coaching can help with if you identify anything there. So I hope that you found that a couple of strands there to follow in terms of strategy for yourself. And anybody listening in, I hope you found that interesting for yourself as well. I often find that when I coach other people, especially in a group coaching setting, other people take snippets and make it their own as well. So if you have a question for me, I have one more slot on Friday, so get those questions in. And I look forward to hearing what you've got to say next time. Have a great day, and I'm going to go in the swimming pool now. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. To get further support in your journey, join me in Breakthrough Unleashed on Facebook.